Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow, indeed, Chris Osgood. Wow, indeed. I didn't know that because I turned the TV off 10 seconds, not even 10 seconds after the puck went across the line. My game's over. I'm pissed. And I went to bed and woke up this morning.
And here is the shootout that took place right after that goal got disallowed. Okay, they go on to win in the shootout.
Yeah, shut the door. He was great.
Thanks apparently. To Ken Cal and thanks to FanDuel Sports Network for the highlights. Gator turned it off and missed the win in the shootout.
Well, in my defense, it was 1:15, and I saw the goal go in. I didn't think it was anything nefarious about it. I got pissed. And when I woke up this morning and I start putting my show sheet together, I mean, I literally... As I go look at this now, and I can read you verbatim of how I was treating this. Mm-hmm. Wings lose in overtime. Blow a two-goal lead late with about 3 minutes to go in regulation. Casper had a pair of goals. One controversial could have been tipped in with a high stick. Evanson Sider, our defensive pair now. Ken Holland interviewed in between periods. Got a point on the road. When's Patrick Kane coming back? And then I go back to the box score because I wanted to see some kind of stat or something like that. And then as I get to that page... It says on the top, Wings win in shootout 4-3. I'm like, what? No. What is this? Is this another glitch on ESPN.com? It has to be a glitch. And then I realized it's not a glitch. So then I type in with all caps, wait, I'm just finding out that the goal was disallowed and the Wings won in a shootout. Am I the only one who thought they lost and turned it off immediately after the goal?
Kenny, did you turn it off immediately after the goal?
I just watched it, and I was kind of stewing in it, but I had it on in the background. I was half asleep, and then they started talking about a review, and then my ears kind of perked up, and I was like, oh, bleep, we might have something here, boys.
And sure enough.
Okay, so is Gator the only one? Is he the only one that turned it off?
That is, in your defense, that is totally a 1 a.m. move.
Yeah.
And throwing the remote is totally the move as well. Now, at 1 a.m., I'm not sure how many people did this, stayed up for this one, for an early regular season West Coast hockey game on a school night, but...
To make it worse, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and Max Boltman, who covers the Red Wings for The Athletic, his headline on his story is, if you went to bed last night, there's no other way to say it. You missed what is almost certain to be the wildest ending of the Red Wings season so far.
Let's go to Bill in Novi. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys, I'm just hearing about this for the first time during your update about 10 minutes ago. I did the exact same thing. I turned it off in anger right after they scored. You know, it was late. I got to get to bed, but I'm pissed. And then, like I say, I hear your update. Wings come off a 4-3 victory. I'm like, well, that was misspoken, you know. So good news, but I feel a little,
I guess that's my question.
Like I might have missed something.
Bill, do you feel more happy that they won, or is that overwhelmed by feelings of disappointment that you turned it off and didn't see it?
No, I guess I'm happier that they won. I mean, I didn't pull a gator, start throwing stuff around the room or anything, you know, when they thought they lost. So
just the remote
coming off a different low, you know. But yeah, so no, I just, you know, I'm not usually up that late. I just had flipped it on when I heard on the radio. I was running around last night, and then I watched the goal made at 3-1, and from there on in, yeah, it was disappointing seeing those pucks fly in, you know, during the man advantage, but. You know,
hysterical. It would have been a terrible way to lose a game.
If it were
giving up two extra attacker goals with the Kings net empty, and then
brutal,
and then losing in overtime.
Had it been like an 8 o'clock game, I would have kept the TV on,
mm-hmm.
and I actually would have stayed watching the post game stuff. I would have watched the interview with McCollum and what players. And so I would have known. Well, I actually would have seen it live because I wouldn't have walked away from it. But it was after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Overturned overtime goal. Gator turned it off. Missed the fact that the Red Wings won. Didn't find out till this morning. Greg in Dearborn, you're next. Hi, Greg.
I did the same exact thing, Gator. I was just like, oh, okay, yep, there we go. As usual, you stay up late and put in all this work, and then you know, oh, they freaking blow it. And so yeah. So and I get like a migraine once a month, and I had it going. And I'm like, okay, finally, good. I can just go to bed. And then, yeah, I woke up this morning, and I'm trying to search all the YouTube TV crap, you know, right. And then I see, yeah, and then so I'm looking on X or whatever, and I'm like, wait, Lucas Raymond goal? And then I'm like, is this freaking AI?
Right.
Like, what is
happening? Right, I don't trust anything anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, what is happening? And I'm like, wait, what? And then, so, yeah, but, good, you know, thank God for YouTube as the you know, the full rundown of the games afterwards. So I went and, you know, sitting there and cheered. And, you know, I was like, hey, all right.
If you were experiencing it live.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, but, you know, I felt shame about it, but not too much.
Yeah. Craig, thanks.
Well, after how that thing whole, you know, first of all, they were giving us free goals, as Jameson Williams would say. We didn't get the free goals.
No, we didn't get the free goals.
In fact, we lost the lead.
You know, I love the cheapie. We didn't get the cheapie.
Exactly. And then so... I think a lot of people did this, Gator, because everyone was doing the same thing you were at that point, 1:15 in the morning. Yeah. You're looking for a way out. Once it happens, I'm out. You're looking because you don't even want to stay up anywhere.
Let's cut the cord.
Yes.
I don't need a doom scroll.
But yeah. you do get to a point, though, and you're like, I'm sticking this out. I've lasted this long. I'm sticking it out.
But I want it to end.
But you do want it to end.
Yeah. This one didn't need to be an epic, you know.
You know what that is?
Playoff game in October, which
it's like
of course
the teenage version of you fighting with the adult version of you. The teenage version of you is like, I'm all in. The adult version of you is, I got to get to bed.
I got a job in the morning.
All right.
Your job is to talk about the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now, as I say this, I will also say this pretty confidently. No, I'm going to guess.
No, I did not.
I'm going to guess that neither Duck nor Kang watched any of it.
Kang?
I didn't watch because I knew Gator would.
Yeah, that's what we lean on you for, buddy.
You guys are the ones.
Because if we get any calls about UTSA and Tulsa,
I saw part
Tulane,
of that. I was flipping around.
Any Tulane UTSA calls, I got you, brother.
Tulane a favorite, and then they didn't show up.
No, they didn't. Or the Dolphins. And
how about those runners?
Yeah, how about them with their black and white uniforms? Stacy in Commerce here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Stacy?
Good morning. Great show, guys. Go Blue, Doug.
Go Blue.
Hey, I unfortunately was sound asleep for the Wings game, but I had a similar situation. Watching Monday Night Football with my brother, and he had a square brewing, and the numbers are right. It was a pick six, and the announcers go, well, congratulations. The Miami Dolphins just won 24-25 or whatever it was with a pick six. So went to bed, and I was driving to work the next morning, and they said, Dolphins won 27-20 or whatever. I'm like, how'd that happen? Apparently, we shut the TV off, and they brought the teams back onto the – it showed them running into
they
the –
you got to kick the extra point.
They come back out, kick the extra point. My brother went to bed. Aha, 250 big ones. I go, sorry, bro. That was just the – right after that, I'm like, with this landscape, too, you never know. Chauncey Billups may have called in. Hey, wait a minute.
Wow.
I have money on the Wings today.
Oh, come on. Too
Stacy.
Soon. Too soon. Too soon.
Are we doing this? We're not doing this, no. Are we?
The right answer is Rozier, not Chauncey. Stop that.
248-539-9797. Ramsey, you're next. What's up, Ramsey?
Hey, great show.
Hey.
Love the energy on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's we have kids. We can't be staying up at 1:15. That is the reality of it. And again, you know, shut off the TV as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff happens all the time across all fan bases. And I love watching YouTube clips, like the previous callers had mentioned, and seeing fan reactions, you know, waking up like the, what was it, the Bills and Ravens earlier in the season when they were down like 25
yeah.
with like 5 minutes left. Or wherever the case may be. But, yeah, no, I think a majority of us did the same thing as Gator. So I don't buy callers.
All is forgiven. You're saying all is forgiven.
Oh, all is forgiven. We won. We're 8-3. Stop the season.
It's crazy. Thank you, Ramsey. 248-539-9797. Hey, let's get into some Lions stuff, specifically the coordinators. Are you going to get J-Mo involved, and how is he reacting to not being involved? It was one of the questions to John Morton. I probably overstated the second part, but one of the questions to John Morton, the offensive coordinator, yesterday. Hear exactly what he had to say at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.